Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. At least you got here before it was all over. I've been talking to Chef Nathan Lippe. He's a digital marketing and a brilliant chef on a flat plate griddle. If you spent time in Europe, I did, in Spain. Plancha is the word, flat plate. And it's an interesting way to cook. Is it the only way? I think, Nate, when you and I first spoke, I told you that I gave away an auction package for the Butler Community College fundraising event this year that included a 36-inch griddle, but more importantly, limo for six to come to the house, and we set up outside and we just cook. I'll have the Kamado Joe going in the Weber and of course, the 36-inch Blackstone Beauty. But that brings to mind, when you do this, when I go outside to cook on this thing, it almost demands that you not only have mise en place, that you have everything with you, but that the party takes place around the griddle. What other things?
Absolutely. You know, it's one of those things about smokers and traditional grills. You know, low and slow is the name of the game. The griddle, it's this direct, it's this fast-paced heat. It is a ton of fun to cook on it. So, yeah, it's one of those things. You know, at my house, before I had a griddle, it was always the party took place in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody would kind of congregate around the kitchen. When you were outside, it wasn't so much where people were gathering around the grill. You know what I mean? It's usually smoky. It's not exactly people don't crowd around the grill to hang out. But now, like once you get your griddle, once you get that 36, that flagship griddle, people congregate. It becomes a party in itself.
And to me, that's the fun part. There's some books. Go to Amazon and type in, you'll get a couple of different hits, and there's some others not available on Amazon. And there is one that comes up, Cooking with Blackstone Outdoor Gas Griddle, but it's not your book, is it?
No, we are currently working on a book. We will get there eventually. We're working on a book. There's a few books out there that are really fantastic. Paul Sidoriak, also known as Grilling Montana, he's a friend of the brand. He's fantastic, super knowledgeable. He has a book on Amazon that you can find. Actually, my friends George and Seth Gonzalez both have books. Hamburger America is a fantastic book about burgers. And actually, Seth Gonzalez's book just came out, all about the burger.
Oh, cool.
On Amazon now. And that's just a really rich exploration of the culture of burgers and the process of burgers. And in these burger joints all across the country, it's always a flat top, man. I mean, you know, when was the last time you made a burger on your flat top?
Yeah, not
you
that long.
Often? You make burgers often?
And I like them on the grill, but you have so many different things that go on when you have open flame, and especially with hamburgers, if you use 80%, you know, you're going to get some splattering and some fat burning and flaming, and you get burn marks instead of just slow cook. The griddle's the answer. And thank you, by the way, for sending me Paul's book. I'll have to have him on the show, too, and this other guy you mentioned. And Paul's book is The Flipping Awesome Backyard Griddle. Get it? Flipping
Awesome. Yeah, it's great.
And it's available at Amazon, too.
The trick, the egg trick. I'm sorry, the bell pepper trick. That's a good one.
Well, and I saw that he had it in here, and I think I invented that. Well,
I'll let him know.
He may not have been born when I was doing that. It was back in the early 70s. But okay, having stuff in place promotes not only good, timely preparation on your griddle, but it helps move the party outside. What are some other basic techniques and tools that maybe we haven't mentioned yet before we talk about some of the things you should cook on a griddle?
Basic tools and techniques. something that was always kind of for me, throwing parties at my house and cooking for people at my house, timing was always the bane, as I'm sure you're aware. Cooking for a large party is different than cooking for just two or three. So the idea of having, I like to call it cooking real estate on the 36-inch griddle, having that much room, you really can cook a lot of things at the same time. So it kind of makes it a no-brainer for throwing parties, only because you can do four different items all at the same time at four different temperatures. So our 36-inch griddle has four different heat zones, each with a knob to control the heat. So if I'm doing, you know, steaks on one side, I want that really high heat. If I'm doing vegetables, I can do them on the other side at the same time on a low heat. So I think the essentials for throwing really great parties is having your mise en place done, having all your prep done, and then cooking everything at the same time at its different heat settings so that your timing is just impeccable and everybody gets to eat hot food at the same time.
I really enjoyed, technique-wise, the tip in Paul's book about having like a baker's rack, a cooling rack, so it holds your food product up, you know, half sure. an inch, a little more than a quarter inch.
Yeah.
Or using a broiler pan.
Yeah, I do. Actually, I do a little smoke hack. A lot of people don't think you can smoke on your griddle, but actually, I'll do my steaks and I'll reverse sear them. I'll actually put them on a cookie sheet or a resting rack so they're elevated from the surface, and I'll throw some wood chips and then cover it with an aluminum pan so that the steaks will smoke for 20, 30 minutes without any heat. And then I can reverse sear them on the other side.
That's cool. I got to try that.
Which I'm actually a big fan of reverse searing in bacon fat.
Oh.
A smoked ribeye, an applewood smoked ribeye, reverse seared in bacon fat on a flat top. It's heaven. Absolute heaven.
You're killing me. I'm getting hungry.
That's a good one.
Well, you know, the recipes in Paul's book are great. There's a whole section on breakfast, on entrees, and great photography too for it's not self-published. He's got a publisher, but you know what I mean, for a book by
a, book.
A single a guy. Book. He did good. I hope.
Yeah, you can follow him on social. It's at Grilling Montana.
I will do that.
Find Paul.
Well, they need to have him on the show too. And then this other one, I just found this other book. It's a quick start cookbook, Cooking with Blackstone Outdoor Gas Griddle. But that's not really a Blackstone produced book as well, is it?
No, it is not.
Okay, but
there are a lot of we call it our Griddle Nation.
Uh-huh.
There are a lot of fantastic people in the Griddle Nation. People that are just so crazy talented.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me much. Okay, how about the most? You can cook most anything, given if it's ever cooked in an iron skillet, you can do it, of course, easily, quicker, better on a griddle. Your most unusual things that you've cooked on a griddle.
Man, most unusual.
The smoke thing was a good one.
Yeah, I did biscuits once.
Biscuits?
On
wow.
Yeah, I did biscuits. I used the that same trick, elevating it with a cookie sheet. That was pretty fun. What else have I done? Oh, I've done cocktails. We actually have a new series on our social media channels called Blackstone Bartender. And our Blackstone Bartender, CJ Frazier, does a caramelized pineapple pina colada. So he caramelizes the pineapple and the lime so that the lime juice has that toasty, roasted flavor, caramelized lime sugars, and the pineapple, just the caramelized, crispy caramelized pineapple blended into a delicious cocktail. It's life-changing.
Wow.
Crazy delicious.
Well, that is cool. I have done fruit, on a regular grill. I haven't done anything on the grill. Well, no, that's not true. When I do shrimp, I think – I may have mentioned this to you, but I talk about it a lot. Have you ever heard of Chili Crunch? It's a product out of Albuquerque, great gal.
No. What's Chili Crunch?
Chili Crunch is a jar of, it's to make it simple, it's dried chilies, not powder, but chunks, dried garlic, dried onion, and an oil. But it keeps the crunch. The oil doesn't make it get reconstituted. And it's a condiment, it's a cooking ingredient, it's a marinade.
Put it on shrimp?
Oh, I put the shrimp in a bag, peeled and ready to cook, dump three big heaping tablespoons of Chili Crunch in there. The grill doesn't need anything, just get it piping hot. Dump the bag out on top of the grill, stir it around to a flat level, and flip them once, and it just adds so much. And it's not real hot. A lot of people go, oh, chili, it's going to be too hot for my wife. Nah, it's not that hot. Just adds great flavor and wonderful
amazing.
Stuff. Yeah. Well, man, we could go on and on. I will be in touch with you. Thanks again for sending the book. I can't wait for you to send me the real book. It can take another year or two. I plan on being around.
I'll go faster.
Yeah, there you go.
But me, I'll get cranking on it.
I want you to come here. I'll do all the legwork to get it all set up. We could do a demo at Walmart. We could do a demo at All Things Barbecue.
Party.
Well, and of course you're invited. I'll get you the date as soon as it gets firmed up. But late summer we'll do something out on my deck with the auction winner from up at Butler Community College. And boy, if you showed up, that would make it really fun.
Man, let's throw down. I'm there. I'll be there.
And then I told you, as a Tampa boy, you got to know my brother's right down there, and I made him a Blackstone fanatic. We'll get together down there, maybe even before we get you out here. So. Thanks, Chef. Appreciate your time, and enjoy the weekend. Happy Easter to you and yours.
You too.
Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Chef Nathan Lippe, again, go to goodlifeguy.com. There's links to all of his social media and, more importantly, his .TV channel. Pretty cool stuff, NathanLippe.TV, and all kinds of product demos and recipes and great stuff. He's sounds like a really fun guy. We take one more break. We come back. Have I got a wine for you? I was in Mexico, okay, and the wine at our beautiful resort is less than stellar. It's okay, but that's why God made margaritas. And to open this wine is truly the antithesis of what we were drinking down there, lean and lacking in fruit. This is from Klein Family Cellars, Ancient Vine Zinfandel, from some of the oldest Contra Costa County Zinfandel vines, and it's making the studio smell really good. I can't wait to lip some of this. It's the Good Life. Wine of the Week's up next. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.